Every day you get 3 KTAR News expansions, 8, noon, and 5. 15 minutes of commercial-free, nonstop news, traffic, and weather. Brought to you by Sweet James. Oh, the bass section of the choir today. The people's accident attorney. I'm Becky Lynn on Arizona's news station, KTAR News. Keeping you in sync with all the stories you must discuss over the dinner table, like aliens and Mr. Potato Head. Let's get right back to Gatos and Chad.
Well, Mr. Potato Head was, for a moment, no longer Mr. Potato Head, just Potato Head. And then Hasbro said, we're stupid, and we'll go back to what it used to be. And what was the second one, Becky Lynn?
Aliens.
Oh, aliens. We're going to talk about that at 5:30. Mm. Did an American Airlines pilot actually see a UFO go right over his plane? On the way to Phoenix, by the way.
That's right.
Maybe it was coming
here.
I've seen some crap in the sky here, man.
Well, I mean, we did have the lights, right?
Phoenix lights, yeah.
And what did the mayor say at the time? Nothing. What did he say later on?
The governor?
Yeah.
It was Governor Fife Symington, right?
Yeah. But also the mayor came back. When everybody's in office, like, never seen it, when they're free to talk, they're like, oh, that was a UFO.
Right. You're right. That's what Symington did. You're right. Let's see. Are you going to get your COVID shot by April in Arizona?
I'm going to get yours by April.
I would like mine in March. But listen, you know what? April? Dr. Kara Crist.
The vaccine supply is supposed to ramp up between March and April.
Mask,
so we should start seeing significant increases in the vaccine. Hopefully, April or May, we would be able to bring in the general population. But as we continue to get more vaccine, we're going to continue expanding through our eligible groups.
All right. So I have a couple things here. Who's the next group to get vaccinated? They don't know yet. Or they do know and they haven't told us.
It's a secret.
It's basically a secret. So that's a question I would like answered, because we're coming up on the end of February. How many more elderly people do we have to get in? I don't know. So what's the next group? You know, Phoenix Mayor Kate Gallego was talking about bus drivers, the government officials, all that kind of stuff being next. That's what she would like to see. I don't know who's next.
Oh, she just texted me and she said the Gatos is last.
Oh.
And she calls you the Gatos.
That's kind of cool.
That's
like
cool.
The Rock.
Yeah, there you go. Or yeah. The Chad from, what was that movie? Charlie's Angels.
Oh!
The Chad.
The Chad.
Yeah, I don't know who's next. Because we're at one. Because you also brought up some. I still don't know how many people, elderly people, haven't got this.
I don't know either. A lot of people. I just go on, like, they don't give us numbers on that.
They give you
stuff.
The numbers, but they don't break the numbers down.
Yeah. I got a lot of friends who have elderly parents, and a lot of them have gotten the vaccine. So that's great. That's pretty much what it should be. But I don't know how many more we have to go. I'd like to know who's next in line. Who's it looks 1B should be essential workers. And then, you know, they'll have to figure out, well, who does that include?
Yeah.
All right. So but would you be upset if it was May? Because it's April or May now, they're saying.
Because let's be real. Essential working is something that all of us need to do. So but are we essential to the community or just essential to ourselves?
Like you and I are considered essential workers, but I don't know. I kind of laugh at that. Are we really essential to all of you guys out there?
No.
I don't know. I don't think that highly of myself. Maybe a little bit I do. I hope I'm essential.
I don't, I just, yeah. You
well,
know.
It's like what, like if you're like a grocery store worker, we need
I
to.
I think you're,
so
essential.
You're essential.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, yeah.
You should have been high up on the list.
Yeah. Like a teacher is an essential worker. That's why we moved them up on the list. But, you know, there are other people that are on the list and someone would say, I don't know if that's really essential. But let me ask you this. If Kara Crist is right, and let's say it's April, is that good? I'm throwing it out there because
I would be, look, I'm already, because I've had it, so I'm not really.
And when you had it, you really didn't feel it, right?
No, I didn't feel it. No. Okay. I just, you know,
you
I
tested
mean,
for the antibodies.
Yeah. So,
but don't you feel like you're protected?
Yeah, I do.
And I mean, you're.
So it's different. It's different.
You and I have handled this thing totally different.
Absolutely.
You're not worried about getting sick. I'm worried about getting sick. You worry about other stuff. We worry about different things. But I would feel that you would feel a little bit protected.
I feel a little bit protected.
Yeah.
So I'm not really worried about it. And I've already said I wasn't planning on until April or May anyways.
Yeah. April's good then.
April's fine. For you, it can't come soon enough.
Well, yeah, I'd like to do it as soon as possible. I just like anybody else
out
there.
I think you're going to have a shot in at least October.
October, my rear end.
No, I'd say March or April, you should have a shot.
Listen, don't worry about me. General population, Dr. Kara Chris is saying by April. But she said, hopefully, that could be May. See, if we keep... But I'm glad that she at least came out.
She threw something out there.
And I like that.
Yeah.
Now, I might be disappointed in a month, and some of you might be disappointed in a month, but she's telling us where she believes we can go. And that's a lot better than the Faucis out there who are telling us, don't even, like, if your grandmother is fully vaccinated, still don't bring the grandparents near them. I disagree.
Yeah,
you can't wait forever. You can't wait forever. We've got President Joe Biden, and he's saying Christmas.
Yeah, and
I'll use one of his words. It's malarkey.
Let's do a little bit of the math.
Okay,
getting
math.
The vaccine and having it available is not the same as putting it in someone's arm.
That right there is very interesting.
It's true. It's true.
Because, and we've talked about this, just because you have it doesn't mean you're giving it out.
Right.
Well, what about the people that aren't going to take it? What about the people that can't take it? There's not a ton of them, but you may be surprised. I think there's more out there than some people think. So what? Well,
I've got a buddy on one of the fire departments out here. He got a vaccine a few years ago, had a really bad reaction. He's worried, you know what, I'm probably going to stay away from this. That's what the whole world has said. If you've ever had a reaction to a vaccine, be careful. But that's a small group of people.
But here's the thing. It makes me feel like, because they released their data about how many people that, you know, a day would have to be, as far as 100 people a day nationwide dying under that would get us back to normalcy. That may not happen for a long while, and we can't do this.
This is going to be a continuous rolling effort. We will have ordered over 600 million doses by the end of July. July 29th is the expected date. But that could change. Look what's happening with the weather now, for example. I believe we'll be approaching normalcy by the end of this year. God willing, this Christmas will be different than last. But I can't make that commitment to you.
You should.
Yeah. Kara Chris threw it out there.
Yeah.
She says, you know, April, May. Look, and I'm not asking for you to tell us when perfection is, but I'm asking you to give everybody let's not have an open-ended question that nobody's ever going to answer. Because it's like it's like a book. You tell a kid, hey, you have a book report due. When? Whenever. There's no urgency. He's not being urgent in a sense of... Because you're also going to have to spur some people who may not want to get this thing, but also warn people that your choice may be not to get it, but you can't allow we're not going to live by the few controlling the many.
The people who don't want to get it, we can't live by their rules.
Yeah.
We've got to go back. And one thing I'll just...
And that's my fear with him.
One thing I'll just take you to task on real quick, urgency. I think what he's saying is bad. It's not good. It's not urgent. I think what he's doing is urgent. Buying up vaccines, that's urgent. 100 shots in 100 arms, or however he said it, that's urgent. I think his words need to be more positive, and I think his words need to be a little bit different. I think his actions are okay. I can't stand the idea that Biden has with, I'll send everybody a mask. That's stupid. No one wants your mask. Everybody wants a vaccine. And, you know, by what did he say? 600 million vaccines by July? It's like you say, man, by July, if you don't want the vaccine, fine. But we're going back to normal.
Yeah.
And we're going back out there. And if you end up getting sick because you don't want the vaccine, that is on you, man.
Not you, but you know what I mean. Yeah. But here's the other thing. There's always a worry about unwinding powers that people have grabbed. And you've seen it with how many times have you seen? Oh, this is only going to be a limited time as far as something goes. And they say, you know what? We're not going to let it sunset. We're going to continue it on. It happens more and more. And now you've got a lot of that bureaucracy and there's a fear there. Plus, we don't know what's going to happen if there's a little flare up here and a little flare up there. Do they shut everything down again? Because we can't do the stop-start thing.
Well, we're not shutting stuff down right now.
No.
So I wouldn't think that we would do it in the future.
But schools in particular.
Right.
Which then there is the all of a sudden, you know, the domino effect.
All right. Up next.
Did
an American Airlines pilot see a UFO on his way to Phoenix next?
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
The Gatos and Chad Show, 2 till 6.
I love this story because it has to do with stuff like UFOs. You do not understand this. And every time, Alex, that we talk about UFOs, he always thinks it has to do with little green men. It doesn't. Alex Stone's joining us right now to talk about...
Well, it might. We don't know.
We don't know, but it's not always that. We can't identify
They might
it.
Be purple men.
They
we
could
don't
be.
Know.
They could be. So... Was it aliens? Tell me, Alex, you can know.
Well, nobody knows. Nobody knows what went zooming by. American 2292, you guys know some of the background, but Sunday, Airbus A320, they were flying Cincinnati to Sky Harbor, and the pilots reporting in that something that looked like a missile had just flown by the plane. They were at altitude. They were not in military airspace. This is the first call.
Have any targets up here? We just had something go right over the top of us.
Yeah, from Live ATC, the pilot's basically asking air traffic control, hey, do you see anything on radar? And air traffic control says, no, there's nothing around you, and we don't see anything on radar. To which the pilots then describe what just went by them.
I hate to say this, looked like a long cylindrical object. It almost looked like a cruise missile type of thing moving really fast that went right over the top of us.
American Airlines says, yeah, that its pilots made that radio call. The airline says they don't know what went by the plane. The FBI is now investigating that they've got the case. The military saying it did not do anything, that it didn't notify anybody they were doing tests, that they wouldn't do them around airliners, that they weren't doing anything in the area. Steve Douglas is in New Mexico. He's a radio interceptor, listens to radio frequencies as a hobby.
Nerd.
And these are radio guys saying this about a radio guy. Different kind of radio guy. But he's the one that first heard the call.
When I heard this aircraft, you know, basically above all other aircraft, because the tone in his voice was so excited.
And he says he's been talking to people and that it had to have been a pretty close call in that they were able to see it, something that was white and against the light blue sky flying at altitude that they believe it was pretty close.
Talking to an ex-military pilot I know, he says that for them to see this, this object had to be coming at them practically head on.
So at this point, it's a mystery. The military says it doesn't know. The FAA says it doesn't know. Nothing was on radar. The FBI is investigating right now, and what they saw, nobody knows.
Alex Stone is joining us. That American Airlines flight from, where was it from? New Mexico?
Cincinnati. To you guys, to Phoenix.
Okay. Cincinnati to Sky Harbor. You know, I don't believe that there's life on other planets. Chad disagrees. I don't know. I think maybe it was a glare. Maybe it was like a big bird, you know.
A big bird at 40,000 feet.
You know, that the pilot
that
saw.
That is a heck of a bird. We should be doing a story about that bird.
Yeah. Pilot saw it at the corner of his eye. Who knows? You know, it could have been anything, but it's probably not, you know, some flying saucer with, you know, some alien inside. Everybody always goes crazy over this stuff. And what makes this story different than all the other, you know, stories that
we hear?
Well,
and there have been, by last April, if you remember, the Pentagon declassified three videos from Navy pilots who had said that they had seen unidentified objects in the sky. They had video of it, of these weird things flying around. They had been top secret videos, and then they leaked. And so the Pentagon put them out. It was never determined that the Pentagon saying they couldn't figure out what they were seeing in the videos. Here, listen to this. These are pilots in those videos as they were flying an F-18 saying, what the heck is this thing?
My gosh. They're all going against the wind. The wind's 120 knots to the west. Look at that thing, dude. Well, if there's like, look at that thing. It's rotating.
Yeah, they're in awe of it. And David Fravor, he was a Navy pilot for 18 years. One of those videos was his. He was training in an F-18 back in 2004, and he told us a couple years ago he couldn't believe what he saw.
I have never seen anything in my life that had the performance, the acceleration, and it's moving around left, right, forward, back. The radar immediately starts getting jammed. All of a sudden, it takes off.
The radar getting jammed. I mean, what's going on there? Now, by the way, strangely, in the COVID relief bill that President Trump signed right before he left office in January, there was a part of it, you talk about pork in a bill, that mandates that intelligence agencies within 180 days release to Congress anything they have on UFOs.
Oh, I love that.
Maybe we'll find out more soon if Congress decides they want to put it out and if the agencies really do this. But technically, the Pentagon, and they included the FBI in this situation as an intelligence agency, they've got to hand over what they know here pretty quickly.
So that passed, and we're going to get something in 180 days?
Congress will, supposedly. I mean, it was part of COVID relief. Yeah. And, you also have to tell us what you know about UFOs.
Yeah, okay, here's something, though, Alex. And this is something that's different.
It made no
I don't
sense,
think
right?
people realize. Talking to Alex Stone, the third part of our awesome show here, from ABC News.
Joining us from Venus today.
Yeah, fantastic. The fact that they spoke about it, pilots in the past would keep their mouth shut because they didn't want anybody to know. They were just like, this is between us. And the fact that it got out this quick is kind of amazing.
Well, I think it was also that it was on the frequency. Otherwise, nobody's really talking about it. That they got on there to say, what just flew by us? They thought it was a cruise missile. And So they're thinking, well, you know, is there something military going on? Do we need to know that the military's out here trying something? And do they not know that we're in the area? Otherwise, if that radio interceptor hadn't picked it up, we probably wouldn't know about it.
And they didn't see. There's nothing on the radar, on the ground or
nothing
on their radar.
The radar. Yeah, supposedly air traffic control said they saw nothing.
DARPA.
Maybe it was a bird.
It's not a bird at 40,000 feet.
The long and skinny white bird.
DARPA. That's all I'm saying.
Amazingly can breathe and no oxygen.
Alex, love having you on always, man. It's awesome.
Bye, guys.
He makes stuff up. He's not a believer.
He's not a believer in that.
Alex Stone, ABC News.
Could have been a bird.
It's not a bird.
All right. Pop quiz is coming up.
Pop quiz, hotshot.
All right. We're going to see if you know the news. True, false questions.
Lots of Lady Gaga questions, people.
Yeah, we do. That's a crazy story.
Yeah.
602-277.
Numbers.
5827.
The Gatos and Chad Show.
Pop quiz, hotshot.
All right. 602-277-5827. Hop online for pop quiz. We want to see if you know the news. Maybe you walk away with a prize. Maybe you don't walk away with a prize. We'll see how you do. Chad, who's first?
Hunter in Phoenix.
Hunter, are you ready to play pop quiz? Oh, Hunter, you're going to have to speak up.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, there you go. Here we go. True or false? President Joe Biden ordered military strikes on Iranian militants. True or false?
False.
Ah, you're dead to me. What, did you not listen? We just heard it. Give me somebody
I thought
new.
It was Syrian. My bad.
Okay. Yeah, well, it was out of Syria.
Well,
okay.
Yeah, it was out of Syria. Like, you know what? Let's give another shot. We're going to give you another shot, Hunter.
All right. This is the first military action under President Biden. True or false?
True.
That's an easy one. Okay. True.
Won't be the last.
It's Phoenix's birthday today. True or false?
False.
Now you're really dead.
Now you don't count anymore. Fernando and Buckeye.
Fernando, you're ready to play pop quiz.
Yes, sir, I am.
All right, so it was Phoenix's birthday today. The Valley of the Sun is now 130 years old. True or false?
True.
No, you're dead to me, too. It's 140.
That was Fernando.
Years old.
Mike, Phoenix, USA, America, are you live?
Mike, you ready to play
pop
quiz?
I'm doing great, brother.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Let's see. Earlier today, Hasbro announced Mr. Potato Head can no longer be called a Mr. True or false?
True.
It is true. Later in the day, Hasbro came to their senses and allowed Mr. Potato Head to keep his Mr. in front of his name. True or false?
That's true also.
It is true. Let's see. The U.S. House is expected to vote on a $1.8 trillion relief package tomorrow. True or false?
False.
It is false. It's $1.9.
Yes.
Let's see. A new study says the Pfizer COVID vaccine is 95% effective in real-world conditions. True or false?
That is true.
It is false. You're dead to me. It's 94%.
Oh.
You were so close to a prize.
So close, yet so close. Far away.
Becky Lynn is up next.
Becky Lynn.
She's got to Arizona's evening news. I'll see you tomorrow, Super Best Friend.
See you tomorrow, Super Best Friend. How you like me now?